Voters go to the polls today in Ecuador amid unprecedented violence. Ecuador is now one of Latin America's deadliest countries as international drug traffickers battle over key cocaine routes into the U.S. and Europe. Ecuador's conservative incumbent, a close ally of President Trump, is running for re-election against a leftist lawyer and protege of a former populist president. NPR's Carrie Khan reports from the port city of Guayaquil.
It's a sweltering night inside Guayaquil's Coliseum as the crowd is riled up. 38-year-old mother of three, Isabel Solis, doesn't mind the hours-long wait to hear Ecuador's president, Daniel Noboa. She says he's done a lot for her neighborhood, which is overrun by gangs. We now have extortions, kidnappings, and carjackings, she says. She likes Noboa's iron fist approach. He's declared the drug gangs terrorist and imposed a state of emergency, deploying the military to the streets and arresting thousands.
Ecuador ya tiene presidente. Ecuador ya tiene su luchador. Ese luchador.
Noboa, the son of one of Ecuador's wealthiest men, tells the crowd he's their president, their fighter. But despite his crackdown initially lowering homicides, they've risen lately. The first 2 months of this year saw unprecedented killings, one every hour. Noboa says he needs international help to combat transnational groups. Mexican, Colombian, and Albanian gangs now operate here. Noboa has also asked President Trump to put a U.S. military base in Ecuador. He signed a deal with Eric Prince of the notorious former U.S. defense contractor Blackwater, who's endorsed Noboa in this slick ad showing off heavily armed soldiers and shackled gang members.
I hope Ecuador chooses law and order, and we're here to help to combat the gangs.
Opponents, though, worry about military abuses, especially after the charred remains of four children arrested by soldiers were discovered last month. And as the death toll climbs.
Estaba asustado porque estaba con era la única persona mayor y estaba con cuatro menores y no sabía qué hacer pues.
19-year-old Esteban Quiñones Estrada says he was caught up in last month's shootout between rival gangs in his poor Guayaquil neighborhood. 22 people were killed.
Tuvimos que esperar que las cosas se calmen y sacar a los bebés de ahí.
The violence is just too much, he says. He and 10 other youths from his neighborhood fled to this house of a community activist who has long taught the kids music.
Un, dos, tres.
But they can't stay here indefinitely, says another activist, Evandro Moreno. He says more needs to be done than just sending in soldiers.
Necesitamos un militar de que tenga sensibilidad, que tenga.
We need soldiers that are sensitive and help us. He says he's voting for the challenger Luiso Gonzalez, who's pledged to not only keep the military at the forefront of the fight against the gangs, but to also fund social programs and fight poverty. But at her closing rally in the capital, Quito, earlier this week, Gonzalez, too, was short on details.
Más violencia, más delincuencia.
Yet long on criticism of the current government, which she says has just brought more violence and more delinquency. Her mentor, former leftist President Rafael Correa, was convicted of corruption charges, but can still mobilize voters for her. Her detractors warn she'll reinstate his socialist policies and turn Ecuador into another Venezuela. She denies the claims, but it is unclear how she'll pay for the increased community support and social programs she's pledged. Ecuador's economy is at a standstill, and forecasts for growth this year are grim.
Todas las cosas están caras, el IVA ha subido y eso ha hecho que suba todo.
Gonzalez supporter Sara Tassijano says everything is so expensive these days, and all she wants is to feel safe again. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Guayaquil.